Shamalaita is with his friends. Shishabi is special schools for Yom Mitzvah. Shanaz Moses has to bless with Shmuel. Continuing our series of Shiurim of the Shalshis Drashas of the Rav Zatzal. This is from the year 1929, end of 1929, Tafresh Tzadi. And it was written by Rav Kamen Frankel, recorded after Shabbos, and reworked by Arav Adali, Zichrono Livracha. Vahimi Ked Shnatayim Yamim, Mudrash Tanchum, Kol Davar Davar Sheyatza Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bekitzba Unoten. Ve'af Kishenachbash Yosef Ketz Samlo, Shenamar Vahimi Ked Shnatayim Yamim. It was after 2 years. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, everything that comes out of his mouth, there's a limit. And even when Yosef was Nechbash, even when Yosef was put into jail, there was a Ketz, there was an end put to it. Shenamar Vahimi Ked Shnatayim Yamim, there was an end. So there are other kitzim in the pasuk. Vayofer laketz v'lo yichazev. Wait for them. And not be disappointed. V'tamod legoracha laketz hayamin. You'll stand up for your portion. The end of days. Rashi sheyachzir yimino lefanav. Havanat. So Rashi says in Psachim, which quotes this pasuk, that he's going to bring his right back. Right is the rachamim, the chesed, after it was lost, after we had gone down. Hashem is going to bring it back up. So, havanat ha-musagim halalu, sheish lam ketz, dainu siyum v'shlemut, she'emegim l'tachlitam l'achar tkufat yitzirah k'lilut mitparashet lalat. So to understand, these inyanim that have a ketz, they have an end, they have a siyum, they have a shlemus. So that is going to be explained later. It was already explained, Parshas Vayeshev and Tafresh Tzadi, that the machlokas between Yosef and Yehuda was a machloket shitatit, machloket ideologi. It was an ideological machlokas in relationship to being koveh kedushas Yisrael. Yehuda understood that you have to be mityaches to the nasa before, v'chei ha-nasa v'alve. V'lachein al kedushat Yisrael liot nefredet, am levadad yishkon, kishenet yachasut v'pchina ruchanit shal omot olam. Yosef l'umad zot savar shish l'tchashev b'tochnit ha'atid, ומש תמון בכוח, בפוטנציאל, ואז הרי הרחו גויים לאורך ומלאכים לנוגח זרחך. זאת אומרת, יהודה learned, understood, that you have to relate to the Nasa Befoyal, Chayei Maisa, what's in the present. And therefore, Kedushas Yisrael has to be separate, Am Levadad Yishkon. And we're not supposed to be too concerned about the Umas Ha'olam. Yosef in contrast understood that we should be thinking about the future, what's bekoach, what's in potential. And in potential, v'halchu goyim lo'orech, u'malachim l'noga z'archech. The goyim are going to walk to our light, and the kings to our shine. In other words, we have a chrayus for the matzav ruchani shel ha'goyim. Shitata b'fo'al k'rovei yoter l'avanatenu, ki enu danim al ma she'en ro'et einenu. Inu mechalkalim et ma'asenu al pi uvdot ha'chaim she'en b'esei tfisatenu. So we live our lives based on what's before, what we see. V'ilu ha'nera lanu pagum b'shitata b'koach hu she'en mashmu'ut atzmit l'mitrachesh ata b'fo'al. What looks to us pagum in the shita b'koach is that there's no independent meaning for what's going on now, because that's all, because it's all just a kli of gilui la'asid. V'ein anu motzim ma'amad l'raglenu b'olam ha'oveh. And we don't find any place for our legs to stand in this world. Ha'me'orot me'abdim et atzmiyutam. The events lose their essence. So it would appear that the bekoach of Yosef doesn't have this chisaron, because yiridatol shel Yosef lemitzrayim hayta tchilat hagalut vayishlachehu me'emek Chevron beitzah mukah shel oto tzadik hakavur bechevron v'hu tchilat sibat yiridat Yisrael lemitzrayim, kamo shekotev Rashi. Uma inyana shel haitzah amukah v'chi eizeh atzat Hashem eina amukah. מראשי העומק של היצא זה הוא, של היצא הוא זה שמונע מהגלות את חסרונה כוחני, בזה שאין לי כלי רק לי לגאולה, אלא יש לערך עצמי בהנהגת ישראל ובהעלאת רמתו. החיים בתנאי הגלות עשו את ישראל בלתי תלויים בחוקי הטבע וההיסטוריה. מתברר שגורלם של ישראל הוא מעל לטבע. So, normally there's a chisar and that you're not living in the here and now, if you're living in the world of Bukach. But the read of Yosef Mitzrayim, but the Bechin of Yosef, the Bukach of Yosef, didn't have this chisaron, because the read of Yosef the Mitzrayim is the beginning of the Kalas. It says that Yosef was sent to Eimek Chevron with that deep etza of the tzaddik who was buried in the Chevron, and that's the beginning of the Sivas Yiridus Yisrael Mitzrayim, as Rashi says. So what's the sinyan of the etza muka? What etza of Hashem is not a muka? So it would appear that the depth of this etza is that it prevents from the Kalas the chisaron of potential, that it's only a klila geula, but rather it has an independent value in the guidance of the Jewish people and in elevating their level. Life in the conditions of the exile made the Jewish people unattached, not dependent on the laws of nature and history. It became clear that the fate of the Jewish people is above nature. This mila started by Yosef himself. Zeshaya Rishon Sheorad LeGalut. He was the first person to go to Galus. Based on the Chukim Mitzrayim and Musad, a king cannot be Melech, and he doesn't wear big day sarim like it says in the Medrash. Mibes haAsurim Yatzei Yosef Limloch Neged Achok VeNeged Amukubal. Ki Yatzei B'Davar K'Shadavar Parua LaZcharim Haya Gidulam Shel Leidei Yisrael Shelo Al Pi Atevach Ateva. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Sholech Mishmei Marom Mi Shemankir Umashpir Aleihem, Kmo Shekatuv Be Mesechet Sota. V'Lachen, כשהגיעו לים סוף, למצב שגאולה הם קירו תחילה ואומרו, זה כלי ואנגיו. So, קדוש ברוך הוא took care of the Jewish children, שלא על פי דרך הטבע, like we see in the Gemara and Sultan, therefore, when they got to the ים סוף, the מצב of גאולה, it was the children who said, זה כלי ואנגיו, as the Gemara says. הם הקירו תחילה. הגאולה גילתה שאין ישראל נתונים תחת ממשלת החוק. ולכן אף גאולתם היא, שלא על פי חוק הסורר בעולם ובטבע, כפי שהם גלויים לנו. So it's all שלא על פי החוק. We're not under ממשלת החוק, and therefore הגאולה is also not על פי חוק. לשון אחרת, ישראל נתונים במערכת חוקים ראשונית, זו שנקבע בבריאת העולם. וישב על נפנות בוקר לאיתנו לתנו שאתניתי עמו בתחילה. מכאן מקומה המרכזי של יציאת מצרים ביהדות. הדגשה שביחס לישראל קיימת הנהגה אחרת, לא זו המכונה בפינו טבע. זאת אומרת, the Jewish people have their own set of laws that was made at the Bris HaOlam, that the sea went back to its strength, etano can also mean litna'o, to its original condition. So here is the central place of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Yadus. The emphasis that is that in relationship to the Jewish people, there is a different hanhaga, not that is called in our mouths, the hanhaga of teva. B'toch chukei olam, so we have different rules. The Jewish people, we are conducted, we are guided by different rules above nature. B'toch chukei ha-teva, chukei olam v'teva kayem klal. Ein adam makne davar shelo ba leolam. B'olam ha-gashmi, machriya ha-bchina aktivit l'umat ha-bchina potentialit. You can't be makne, davar shelo ba leolam, bav mitzi olam gimel beis, look in the encyclopedia Talmudit, and erech ein adam makne davar shelo ba leolam. So in the gashmistic world, the active bechina is machriya l'umat ha-bchina potentialit. The active v'china overrides the potential. So therefore, ein adam makne davar shelo ba'olam. However, in ruchnius, the tzara b'koyach is choshev, that looks at the end. And therefore, they had the shiras u'ubrim, even the u'ubrim saying, as we see in the Gemara and Sota, even though they were not yotzei l'po'ol, al gulas mitzrayim, because the b'koyach was already seen in gulas mitzrayim. It was already revealed . So first Yosef went out against the rules that a king's an Eved's not allowed to be Molech, and Eved's not allowed to wear Big Day Malchus, and he did. And then Par was Geyser, that the Jewish kids were going to die, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did miracles that the Jewish people should survive, Jewish children should survive. They sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're not Tachatz Memshelas HaChok, we're not on them. Therefore the Ubrim, who are the world of Bekoach, the world of potential, they were singing Tashem. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim was about Bekoach, showing that that the galus, which is a bekoach, which is a kli for the geula, has its own value also. That in galus also we live with supernatural rules, and therefore even the bekoach of galus has its purpose, and not just for as a vessel for the ultimate redemption. Klal yisodi ze yetzal lagamre lefoal yavol lechal gilui asofi yetzal lagamre lefoal yavol lechal gilui asofi בימי הגאולה הסופית. אז יובן סוף עניין של יוסף, עניין של היצע עמוקה שנחתה אותו. כל היצע היא אמצעי. כלי המסייע למטרה, ולכן אינה עמוקה. אינה בעלת משמעות עצמית. הלצת השם מכילה מטרה לכשעצמה, ומכאן עומקה. בגולת מצרים היו שני צדדים, גולה בפועל והכשרת לגולה בכוח. אז ישיר משה, אז שר לא נאמר לה, אז ישיר. לעתיד לבוא עתידים ישראל לומר שירה. גולה ממצרים הרודף אחריהם, והכנות לגולה הסופית לעתיד לבוא. לכן נקרא לפניהם הים, מכוח שניים, יהודה ויוסף. נחשב בין המנדב נשיא יהודה שקפץ וירד לים תחילה, ומי שמסר נשא בפועל על קידוש השם. ועלה מפורש בקבלה, ושיאני אלוקים, כי בואו מים עד נפש. הביאו על הפסוק, הים רב האנוס, תרשו חזר, שראה הרעניו של יוסף ונס מפניו. זאת אומרת, the access Hashem is so deep that he makes even the kli should have its own purpose. It shouldn't just be a means, it should be the end. So that's the depth of this Eitzah of Yosef being sent by Emek Chevron. The Eitzah of that tzaddik that's buried in Chevron, other than the depth of this Eitzah, is that even this kli for the Geula should have its own purpose. So in Geulas Mitzrayim, there were two tzaddim. There was Geula B'Poel, and then there was the preparation for the Geula B'Koach, and that's the Oz Yashir. It doesn't say Oz Shar, it says Oz Yashir. In the future, the Jewish people are going to say Shira. Geula Mitzrayim that runs after them, the Achana for the Geula HaSefis, Lasid Lava, that's the Yashir. And therefore, the Yam was Nikwa Lefnei Mikoch Shnayim, Yehuda V'Yosef. Nachshon Ben Yonad of Nisi Yehuda, first was the one who jumped into the Yam. He was Moshe Nevesh B'Foil, Al Kiddush Hashem, Ba'olav Meforish B'Kabbalah, Hoshia, God save me, kibo my mad nafish, because the water has come until my soul. Save me. Vila Basuk Hayam Ravayanos, Tarshu Chazal, Shara Ronoshal Yosef, Vinas Mipanav. And the Pasuk Hayam Ravayanos, Chazal Darshan, that he saw the Aron of Yosef and ran away from it. So the Geula Sahove, Vipulato Shal Yudah, Vigulat Atid, Mikocho Shal Yosef. So we have the Hayam Ravayanos. That it saw the Aron of Yosef, and it was Nasmi Panav, and it ran away. That's Hayam Ra'av Ayanos. It saw the Aron of Yosef, and it ran away. So that's the... And then also, Nachshon Ben Aminadav, he was Moshe Nafshe before HaKiddush Hashem. And then he said, Hoshein Elokim Kivon Mayim Ad Nafesh, the water has come up to my soul. Nachshon's up to his nose in water. So Gula Tovez Yehuda. And Gula Sa'asid, the future Gula, the present Gula is Yehuda. The future Gula is Yosef. And that's what it says in the Pasuk. Vayotzein Hashem Mitzrayim v'yad chazakah v'zvon ha'tuya ad mitzayin at ha'pu'ula. So it says God took me out of Mitzrayim with a strong hand, with a pu'ula. The Zroa gives the koach, moves the hand. Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a Zroa and there was a Yad. There was the pu'ula and then there was what was Menia the pu'ula. The pool is Yehuda, and what's many of the pool is Yosef. Ra'al Ronoshel Yosef, and then the actual poola was Yehuda, and this Yosef is also going to be for, this is preparing for Lasid Lava, the pool Lasid Lava. That's the Avod of Yosef, the future. Machshirat HaGeula, that's the Bekoach. Chalukah zo kayemet, af ben Torah shebichtav leTorah shebaalpeh. התורה של אותה מונחת שגועה לפנינו הרי היא מתקלות בפועל, והיא תורה שבעל פה מתקלות כתוצאה מפלפולים, מסע ומתן, עיון ודרישה, הרי היא נתונה בכוח. ולכן כשעלה משה למרום, מצאו הקדוש ברוך הוא שיושב וקושר כתרים לאותיות. אמר לך ממנו שלו, מי מעכב על ידך? אמר לו, אדם אחד יש שעתיד להיות בסוף כמה דורות, עקיבא בן יוסף שמו, שעתיד לדרוש על כל קוץ וקוץ תהילים תהילים של הלכות. האותיות הן גופי הכתובים, ואילו הכתרים, התגים בעלי הקוצים, הם יסודות הדרש שנתלה בכתוב. ועל כך אמר משה, ואתה יגדל מהכוח השם. ובירושלמי דרשו מעולים בתרשיש כים הגדול. מה הים הזה בין גל גדול לגל גדול, גלים קטנים? כך בין כל דיבור ודיבור, דקדוקיה ואותיותיה של תורה. In other words, what it's saying is, what Moreno Rabbeinu, the Rav Zitzal saying is that there's this distinction between Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh. We're talking about Bekoach and Bepoel, Yehuda and Yosef. So we also have this in Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh. Torah Shebichtav is the Hizgalus Bepoel. Torah Shebaalpeh is an outcome of Pilpulim, of Maaseh Umatan, of Iyun and Drisha. That is the Bekoach. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes up. He sees the Kadosh Baruch Hu being Koshe Kserim Loisios. He says, who's stopping from reading the Torah? He says, who's making do this? Kiviyachol. So he says, Akiva ben Yosef is going to be in many generations. And he's going to darshan in all of these kotzim that I'm making, all of these all these crowns and the letters. So the osios are the gufei advarim. The ksarim are the drash. And it says in the Yerushalmi that just like a yam in between all the big waves, there are little waves. So too in the Torah, every dibur of Torah, there's also diktukim. They're osios. In other words, there's a lot of drashes b'kayach. So this chaluka vein Torah shebusav Torah shebal peh. So on one hand, it's not good that we separate between Sherbet Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh. We want there to be a unity. On the other hand, it's good because now the Mesalim don't have Torah Shabbat Peh. It's just for us. Echtov lo hu beit Torati. Kamo zal nechshavu. Hazarim anuchrim yichulim letfos tzad ektav et hagilui bufoal shel haTorah. אולם צד האלפה, הסגולה הישראלית, זו שבכוח נשאר חוץ מחוץ לתפיסתם. So they only get the בכוח, they only get the בפויל, the Torah שבכסב, but they don't get the Torah שבאלפה. ברם, עצם הכפילות הזו שבכוח ובפועל תורה שבכתב ותורה שבאלפה, מים עליונים ומים תחתונים, בחינות יהודה ויוסף, משיח בן יוסף, משיח בן דוד, בא מבני שעדיין לא חושר העולם לעמוד בתחדות השניים. בגילוי של כל הכוחות הפוטנציאליים הגנוזים. So this כפילות של בכוח ובפויל, this duality of Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaalpeh, Mayim Elyonim, Mayim Tachtonim, Bechinas Yos, the higher waters that have been separated from the lower waters, the Bechinas of Yud and Yosef, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, is because the world is not ready yet for the unification of the two. And Yosef Chazal Darshan that Gavriel came and taught him 70 languages. And Vosif lo to'ot hei mishmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eidut bi Hosef. Hesber ha'inyan et ha'pasuk ki b'ka Hashem Tzur Olamim, Chazal Darshan that this world is created with a hei, and the next world is created with a yud. So Yosef is, as we said, the one who looks at the relationship, is interested in the relationship between the Jews and the Goyim in the present, in the light of the future. And in the future it says, as we saw before, that they're going to go by our light. There's another pasuk in Tzfanyat, Tzfanyat Gimotet, Ki yaz epoch elamim safa brura likro kulam b'shem Hashem. I'm going to give everybody a clear language that everybody should call out in the name of God. Tafkid amim nitpas ki kiddush shem Hashem upil sumo. לאמור, עניינו של כל עם הוא בחינתו הרוחנית, מדרגתו כפי שהיא משתלבת בתוכנית הסופית של קידוש השם וגילוי כבוד מלכותו. מדרגה ובחינה זו היא המכונה כשפת עם ולשונו. ואותה הכיר וידע יוסף. In other words, the tafkid amim is going to be that they're going to be מקדי שם השם, they're going to be מפרסים שם השם, because the union of every nation is its spirituality. That how it's ultimately going to be incorporated into God's ultimate plan for the revelation of His glory in the world. And this madrega is called Svas Ha'am. Every nation has their way of revealing the greatness of God as going to be in the future. And Yosef was already able to understand that in the present. They themselves don't chap their madrega ruchnis and their chelik and the tochnis shalasid lavo. And therefore Yosef couldn't express befoil the Svas Ha'am until he had the added hey. Since he got the added hey, and Gavriel taught him 70 languages. Then he gets it. That's the os of Rias Olam. The os that relates to the phenomenon as they are before us. Be'ezrata shalat Yosef, b'shiv'im lashon, v'shlita zo haita be'otam midah shemet negatam ruchanit shel ha'amim, ba'li de bitui b'tkufato. So then because of this, he was shown that in 70 languages, and this shlita was in the same measure that the madrega of the nations was expressed in his tekufa. So he was able to understand already in his time the madrega haruchnis of the nations, not only in the future. Tochnit kiddush Hashem shel Yosef hi b'seter. Yosef, his kiddush Hashem is b'seter, and that's why it's a hey. Hey is olam hazeh. Already in olam hazeh, he's already able to perceive the kiddush Hashem that that is within them. So the purpose of the program of Kiddush Hashem of Yosef was in Beseisa, was hidden, was in potential. Al Shem Ha'asid, V'rak Mitzad Echad, Ba'ot Echad, U'batuch La'oveh La'olam Hazeh. Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasida, Yosef Shekidei Shem Shemayim Beseisa, Losif La'ot Echad, Mishmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'Yehuda Ro'e At Kiddush Hashem B'Mitzit Ha'oveh B'Fal B'Faresia, Kfi Shekalei Tata. So Yosef, his Kiddush Hashem was Beseisa B'Koach, for the future. And only in one letter he's open in Olam Hazeh to the present. So it says that Yosef is Mekad Hashem Shemayim B'Seser, so they added one os of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So that's a little bit of a gilu. But Yehuda sees Mamish the Kiddush Hashem in the Hoveh before, the Farhesia, as it's revealed now. So it says in the Gemara, Yehuda was Mekad Hashem Shemayim B'Farhesia, His whole name has the name of God, not just one letter. At the Tochnit HaSofit, right? Yud and then a Hey, and then a Vav, and then a Hey is in the name of Yehuda. At the Tochnit HaSofit, Lekabei Klal HaNushut, Roim HaShnayim B'Shaveh. Ulam Be'Over, Roi Yudat, Am Yisrael, Ka'am Levedad Yishkon. In the end, obviously, everybody's going to come to recognize God. But right now, Yehuda says, let's not worry about the nations. Right now, we're an Am Levedad Yishkon, Uvagoyim Lo Yitchashav. Ba'medbar Chav Kimotet. Yosef, Mevin Sheish Lahadek Et HaKshalim. Yosef says, no, we have to make Kesher with the Umos. Ephraim Ba'amim Hu Yitbolalad, he says in Hosea, chapter 7, verse 8. We discussed this in Vayeshev and Tafresh Tzadi, that Ephraim among the nations will mix in. Ephraim is Yosef. Shitato shel Yosef masbirav et gishato le'eretz Yisrael. Af aliyah zo, af aliyah aleihu dan mibchinat ha'bekoach. Yosef is also looking at Eretz Yisrael b'koach. Asidei Eretz Yisrael shkeliot k'chol ha'am olam kulo, says in Yalkut Shimoni. And Yerael li she'im Rambam kavash Eretz Mitzrayim melech Yisrael api beitin she'im muteret. Yosef mishtokek l'tpashtut Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael can expand even to Mitzrayim if the king captures it. Yosef wanted Eretz Yisrael to expand, that Mitzrayim should also be in the rule of Eretz Yisrael. And now he first said to the brothers, Meraglim atem, Ashmazu shal meraglim bidua lana mitalot Yisrael b'amidbar. Aliyatma b'imalat meraglim b'van malata shal Eretz Yisrael n'yodim b'dvay ha-zoah. Yi alun Yisrael l'aran et avar anum l'meraglim reishim. כיוצא דבר אף היא כניסתו של משה לארץ קשורה לאי אפשרותו להסתגל למעלת ארץ ישראל כפי שהייתה אז לפני התפשטותה. שמשה הוא בא לעלה הרע, אמר לי הקדוש ברוך הוא משה קד עתין הורד לשמשה את כדר סערה בגבי השתה דען שמשה, איך יקומון כחדה שמשה וסערה. So, Yosef says, you guys are meraglim to his brothers, and this accusation of meraglim we know from Tolkis Yisrael Bamidbar. They were also meraglim, and that didn't fit. The meraglim didn't fit with Eretz Yisrael because they didn't want to say good things about Eretz Yisrael because the Zohar says they were afraid they were going to lose their positions of power. And so too, the lack of the Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go into Eretz Yisrael was because he couldn't relate to Eretz Yisrael as it was before the hispashtus of Eretz Yisrael. Hashem says to Moshe, when this sun comes and it's included with the moon, then that's going to be in the future. In other words, the Zohar saying is that the reason Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come to Eretz Yisrael is because the face of Moshe is like the face of the sun, and the Anhag of Eretz Yisrael is the face of the moon. So there can't be a Gilui. Of the Anhag of the moon when there's the sun. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't come into Eretz Yisrael. Vachazi, Moshe Avashimsha, Moshe was son. Vala Ari wants to come to Eretz Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Karati Nora Adishimsha Tkalel Siyara Begavei. When the sun comes, so the moon is included with it. Hashta Dan Shimsha, Echikomun Kechada Shimsha B'Sana. How can there be the sun and the moon together? There's only the moon. Halo Nehir Siyara L'Bishatat Etkenei Shimsha. There's only going to be a moon when there's no sun. So in the Mela, there has to be Mamela, there has to be you can't come into Eretz Yisrael because Eretz Yisrael is not ready for your Madrega. It's not the Madrega of the sun.
Rachel gave birth to two tzaddikim, Yosef and Binyamin. Yosef zachal mavi tzaddik leila, and Binyamin is a tzaddik letata. Tzaddik elyon uzeh hamamshich et hashefa milamala. V'atachton hu hamivro lamata. The tzaddik elyon is mamshich the shefa from above. Mitzadik ha-tachton brings it down below. Binyamin, whose tafkid is l'malei oto l'mino tachton b'kdusha ko yom avi ha-metzter shekol shetach b'et ha-medash yibane b'chilko. Ha-mikdash nekra b'it tfilah l'chol ha-amim. L'anu b'kdushato tetpashet l'chol ha-enoshut. Shem sher tisara tigal l'tpashet. V'yu achayin ilu ayu yodin amoto olam ma b'it ha-mikdash yafe lem. Kastoriot ayu mekifim oto kedei l'shomro. So Binyamin's tafkid is to fill the lower world with kedusha. And he was always worried that the Shetach Beis HaMikdash should be in his chelik, like we see in the Gemara in Yuma 12a. The Mikdash is called Beis Tefillah Chol Amin. The Kedush is Mispashe to all mankind. It's like Eretz Yisrael is going to spread out. And if the Umas knew what the Beis HaMikdash was good for them, they would mamish guard it with so many guards. It would be more guards than Buckingham Palace. As based on this, we can understand the position of Yosef. When the brothers come to him and he didn't see Binyamin, he said to him, "You're Meraglim." In other words, you're Baalei Hashita Miyachedet Et Yisrael B'li Zika La'umot. B'li Ratzon Hashpa La'umot Be'amtsut Beit HaMikdash Be'adel Binyam HaTzadik HaTachton K'Maraglim Shein Chafitzim B'tpashtut Eretz Yisrael. The Meraglim didn't want Eretz Yisrael. The Meraglim later on that they sent. He's calling them, "You guys are also Meraglim, like the future Meraglim. You don't want Eretz Yisrael. You don't want these Pashtus of Eretz Yisrael. You didn't bring Binyamin et Tzadik HaTachton with you, the one whose whole life was worried that he should be in that the Beis Hamikdash should be in his chelak. You don't want to have a shaychus to the Umas HaOlam. You don't want to be mashpi on the Umas HaOlam with the Beis Hamikdash." That's what Yosef was telling the brothers. Ulam aliba demet hayulida yachas miuchad le'Eretz Yisrael. Yehuda had a special relationship there with Israel. He wanted the kingship to be established there, and his the Ne'amanus of Yosef Le'Eretz is also special. Ki gunov gunavti me'Eretz Ha'Evrim. Alidei ze zacha sheikansu atzmotav le'Eretz Yisrael. Like it says in the Medrash, that because he said that I was stolen from Eretz Ha'Evrim, so he was zochi, he had a chibur for Eretz Yisrael, he was zochi that his atzmos, his bones, should go into Eretz Yisrael. Mekol t'chinot el lo nechalu shnehem l'chait ha'meraglim. So Yosef loves Eretz Yisrael. He says, I was stolen from Eretz Ha'Evrim. Yehuda wants to establish Meluch in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore they're not included in the Chayda Meraglim. Yoshua ben Nun v'Kaleb ben Yefuna chayu ben Hashim ha'elochem l'turas Eretz. They stayed alive. Yoshua was in Bot Shevet, Ephraim ben Yosef. He brings the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't involved in the Chayda Meraglim. Kaleb ben Yefuna, Shevet Yehuda. Omnam ha'melucha, הראשונה בישראל באה משבט בנימין, אותו השבט שהמקדש נבנה בחלקו וזכה להיות אושפיזכן לשכינה. כל זה מתוך מחשבה שקדושת ישראל צריכה להיות קדושה נפרדת, מיוחדת, חטיבה לאומית ממלכתית. ורק אחר כך תתפשט על כל העמים. יוסף לעומת זאת תכנן לקשור את המלכות בישראל לבית המקדש מצידו האוניברסלי. לכן אמר לאשר על ביתו לשים את הגביע במתחת בנימין. זאת אומרת, the first מלוך in the Jewish people came from שבט בנימין. That the Mikdash was built in its chelek, and he was the host of the Shechin, as it says in Yuma 12a. And that's from a machshava that the Kedusha Yisrael has to be a separate Kedusha. Chativa Leumit Mamlachtit. And then, only then, is it going to spread to the nations. Yosef wanted to connect the Beis HaMikdash on the universal side. And therefore he said to put the Gavia from Tachat Binyamin. Shal was from Shevet Binyamin. That's what it means that Hem Zechu L'Melucha. המלוכה הראשונה. But Yosef wanted to לקשור את מלכות ישראל לבית המקדש מצור אוניברסלי, ולכן he said, put the גביע במתחת בנימין. אז יש להבדיל בין גביע לכוס. גביעים מלאים יין וכוסות כתוב בירמיהו ל"ה. נתן ירמיהו לפני בני בני רחבים. It says in ירמיהו, הדבר אשר היה לירמיהו מאת השם בימי יקים, בן יאשיהו מלך יהודה לאמור הלוך אל בית הרכיבים, הרכבים, ודיברת אותם והביא אותם בית השם אל אחת הלשכות, והשקיט אותם, I'm go to the house of the Rechabites, ירמיהו also speak with them, and I'll give them, and I'll bring them to the house of Hashem, to one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink, ולקחת יעזניה בן ירמיהו בן חבצניה ואת לתך ואת כל בניו ואת כל בית הרכבים. And I took יעזניה, the son of ירמיהו, and the son of חבצניה, and his brothers and all his sons in the entire house of the Rechabites, and I brought them to the house of Hashem, to the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the son of Yigdaliyahu, Ish Elokim, אשר הייתי לשקת השרים, אשר ממה לשקת מעשיהו, בן שולם שומר הסף, Okay, and I, which is by the chamber of the princes, which is above the chamber of Maaseiah, the son of Shulam, the keeper of the vessels. And I placed before the sons of the house of the Rechabites goblets full of wine and cups, and I said to them, drink wine. And they said, no, we're not going to drink wine, for you know, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded, saying, you shouldn't drink wine, you and your children forever. And listen, then, we don't drink wine. We don't dwell. And, we don't build houses for ourselves, etc. So, as Natan Yomiyahu, as we gave them wine. Misudat Atid, that's the, so in this parasha it says that he gave them Gvi'im, Mele'im Yain Vikosot, so it's interesting, a Gvi and a Kos. So Misudat Atid, Yivrech David ala Kos, Shinamar Kos Yishuot Nesa, V'Shem Hashem Akravat, Kos Tuna Hagba. In the future, David is going to place before the Jewish people, Misudat Sa'asid, David is going to make a bracha on the Kos, Kos Yuasasa, says Mesachim Kufitas in the base, and Kos requires lifting up. The Gavia is long, like Rashi says, Mandalit base. Aroch v'gavoa me'atzmo, b'chinat ha'bukol she'osef matamele Gavia. Gavia you don't have to pick up, it's tall on its own. You don't have to wait for the Iskalas before. So this Gavia was given to Binyamin, and he gave him the schus b'chinat ha'bukoach. He shouldn't have to wait for the Gilui of before. That's why he gave the Gavia to Binyamin, that he should already have the b'koach now. Shouldn't have to wait for the future. Umram ha'melucha b'Yisrael me'achar she'olechet u'mitgalet rei b'chelko shel Yehuda v'yichud ben ha'melucha ha'lumit v'ha'kdusha mitpashetet kama idei ha'retzua yitzet m'chelko shel Yehuda l'chelko shel Binyamin. So the melucha in Yisrael, it's being revealed, it's in the chelek of Yehuda and the unification of the national holy melucha that expands. Is the there's a ritzua, there is a strip that goes out of the chelik of Yehuda into the chelik of Binyamin. The Binyamin strip is merges with Yehuda, is in Yehuda's chelik, and this is a unification of Yehuda Binyamin, and that's the yichud of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, the Bekoach and the Befoal, the Ma'am Ayonim, Ma'am Tachtonim, and the Ketz Ayamim. The Satvarim Ayu Kol Kach Amukim Kol Kach Nifla'im She'ein Milim Leta'er. What the Rav did with this drasha, in this drasha, and at the end of each shmua, this kosev is called shmuot ra'aya. So the Rav, so Harav Hadari adds his own summary b'shulei hashmua. Omer Harav, shema shel parasha miketz mishamesh k'mila mancha l'marechet hashmua kula. Hi mutachet et tzir ha'me'oraot. מיציאתו של יוסף בבית האסורים, מקץ שנתיים ימים, ועד לקץ הימים. יוסף מתגלגל לבור על ידי עצתו של יהודה לחו ונמכרנו, ומאז קם העימות בין יוסף ויהודה. עימות זה מתפרט לשניות רבת פנים. מים עליונים, מים תחתונים, עולם הזה ועולם הבא, טבע ומעל לטבע, גלוי ונסתר, תורה שבכתב ותורה שבעל פה, בכוח ובפועל, יד חזקה וזרוע נטויה, צדיק עליון וצדיק תחתון, פתיחות וסגירות, גביע וכוס, גאולת הווה וגאולת עתיד, משיח בן יוסף ומשיח בן דוד. מערכת כפילויות זו מתייחסת לתופעות רבות בהוויה, בעולם ובתולדות העם. אגב ציון המרכיבים הכפולים הנוגדים הכותביים, מוספרים מאמרי חז"ל רבים, הן בהלכה הן באגדה, אלא שבצורה אופיינית למחשבת הרב, הרי לאחר התייחדות, התחדדות והתבהרות של כל אחד מהמושגים הנגדים, הן עתידים למצוא את השלמתם בייחוד הרמוני לעת קץ הימים. הדברים פשוט מרוממים את הנפש, מסמכים את הלב. ברוך אלוקינו שבראנו לכבודו ובדילנו מן התורים ונתן לנו תורת אמת. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.